Loneliness, Connecting with God and Others, Lou Perillo, PNR Publishing, 2023, 64 pages. A brief book summary from Books at a Glance by Kristen Burkett. About the author. Lou Perillo is a graduate of Calvary Bible College and Liberty University, as well as holding a Doctorate of Divinity from Calvary University. He has been a full-time biblical counselor since 1985. Contents. It's an epidemic. You're in good company. What is loneliness? Rethinking loneliness. What factors contribute to or cause loneliness? What are the cures for loneliness? Appendix A. Reconstructed Thought Worksheet. Appendix B. Loneliness Journal. General summary. A discussion of loneliness, its causes and cure, to be used by individuals or counselors, pastors, helping others, including diagnostic checklists and worksheets. Summary. In the past, the author's shepherding ministry was largely to married couples, but since the pandemic, it has been dominated by the problem of loneliness. It's an epidemic. Loneliness is now a worldwide epidemic. It is painful and can be deadly, but it can be remedied. A loneliness inventory provided can identify its elements. You are in good company. Scriptural examples of lonely people: Naomi, Jeremiah, Elijah, David, Paul. God's grace is sufficient to help with all the aspects of loneliness: source, symptoms, seductions, sting. What is loneliness? A compound emotion that varies between people. It may include not just sadness, but also shame, grief, anger, feelings of inferiority, rejection, jealousy, and envy. For a Christian, it may show a defective relationship with God or not knowing God at all. Without Christ, we are alienated from God, Ephesians 2:12. But for those in Christ, He indwells us. The Spirit, a person, is always with us, and you can enjoy continuous fellowship with Him if you want to. Assurance, a sense of closeness to God, and contentment that should blunt the edge of loneliness. Rethinking loneliness. You may have to repent of loneliness, rethink how you interpret it. In order to change your feelings, you have to change your thoughts as well as your actions. Loneliness is a state of mind before it is a feeling. The emotion of loneliness may serve a good purpose, telling us it is time to draw closer to God. Jesus knew He would be forsaken by His disciples, but knew God's presence was adequate, so did not see it as loneliness. If we expect others to sustain us rather than letting God do it, this is idolatrous. We must not substitute faith in human companions for faith in God. God ministers to us directly through prayer and word. We would prefer to be ministered to by people, but often we do not spend enough time with God to experience His comfort. Think how much time we would spend with a boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse. Do we spend that much time meditating on Scripture? Depending on others is not wrong, but put God first. What factors contribute to or cause loneliness? Not knowing Christ, Romans 8:9, Galatians 4:6, Ephesians 2:12. Interrupted, impaired, or impeded relationship with God, John 14:21, 23, Philippians 3:8-10, James 4:8. Living an isolated lifestyle, Proverbs 18:1. Human relationships that are broken by illness, death, divorce, etc., Job 1:13-19. Impaired marriage, Genesis 2:18-24, or unbelieving spouse, 1 Corinthians 2:14. Dating but lacking communication, diminished desire or ability to befriend others, sometimes because of pride or fear, 1 John 4:18. Fear of being rejected, transient lifestyle. Make sure you connect with a church wherever you are. Too much time on social media. Rejection because of Christ. John 15:18, 1 John 3:1, Luke 6:22-23. struggling with self-image, patterns of unbiblical thoughts that are off-putting to others. What are the cures for loneliness? 1. View loneliness more as a blessing than a curse. It is a trial to be considered joy. James 1:2-3. 2. Take advantage of loneliness's benefits, opportunity to pray, meditate on Scripture, etc. Consider Lamentations 3:24-40. 3. Reprioritize your activities biblically, putting time with Christ first. Ephesians 5:18-6:9. Colossians 3:16-4:1. A worksheet is provided. 4. Be vitally involved in a Bible-teaching church. 5. Let God choose your friends, both those to whom you can minister as well as those who will minister to you. 6. Identify and reject sinful thoughts and actions that contribute to loneliness, anxiety, rash judgment, self-pity, suspicion, covetousness, jealousy, envy, bitterness, resentment, pride, fear, selfishness, sinful anger, contentiousness, irritability. 7. Cultivate thoughts and actions conducive to friendship, love, sincerity, transparency, humility, tolerance, faith, joyfulness, godly affection. 8. Get out of your comfort zone and go see people. 9. Tell someone you're feeling lonely. 10. Focus on loving others rather than how they are not loving you. Study one another passages. 11. Don't compare yourself to others. Think of Jesus himself and follow. Romans 12:15. 12. Get to know the Holy Spirit, your best friend, through time and Scripture. Colossians 3:16. 13. Pray. Put effort into your walk with God. 14. Don't lose perspective. We are not in heaven yet. 15. Keep track of loneliness through journaling. 16. Get a medical checkup. 17. Meditate on Christ's solitude. 18. Practice thankfulness. Psalm 50:7-15. Hebrews 13:15. 19. Learn contentment. Philippians 4:11-13. Matthew 6:19-20. Psalm 37:4. Philippians 4:11-12. Job 1:20-22. 1 Corinthians 7:29-31. Philippians 2:14. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Appendix A, Reconstructed Thought Worksheet. Appendix B, Loneliness Journal. Copyright 2024, Books at a Glance. Books at a Glance book summaries are available by subscription only, and except for brief quotes, may not be reproduced in whole or in part without express written permission.